Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The DH, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jack Broemer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Nordbrook. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The left fielder, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The DH, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Hysa. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Essien and he is safe. Patek steals second. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a fly ball into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. Brett moves to third. It's 4-0, Royals. Bart Johnson now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae moves to second. It's 5-0, Royals. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Broemer reaches second base with a double. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nordbrook for the out. Broemer moves to third. Two outs. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 0-for-1 in the game. Gar hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Broemer scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-1 in the game. Horta strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis moves to third. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. Porter moves to second. It's 7-1, Royals. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa is 0-for-1 in the game. Hisa hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter moves to third. Patek moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer fields it and throws to home to get Porter. Patek moves to third. Hisa moves to second. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Patek tags and scores. Heisa tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 8-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Heisa fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Spencer moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. There goes Spencer trying to get to home. Otis throws the ball into Porter who tags Spencer who's trying to score from second, for the out. Lemon moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk who is chasing the ball. Mayberry reaches third base with a triple. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground for an out. Otis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0-for-1 in the game. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0-for-1 in the game. Nordbrook takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nordbrook moves to second. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Nordbrook moves to third. Gar moves to second. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 2 in the game. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lemon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. McRae reaches second base with a double. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to third. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Broemer fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Broemer takes first base on ball 4. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 0 for 2 in the game. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tim Nordbrook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordbrook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nordbrook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Broemer moves to second. 2 outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Garr hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Kirkwood now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Nordbrook misplays the ball. That's an error on Nordbrook. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez bunts towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Martinez for the out. Otis moves to second. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Patek for the out. Otis moves to third. 2 outs. Bob Hysa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hysa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hysa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta misplays the ball. That's an error on Orta. Otis scores. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Orta hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 11-2, Royals. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Zisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-3 in the game. Gamble hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 11, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen now catching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kirkwood, and towards Orta, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Zisk. Mayberry reaches second base with a double. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's 12-2. Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 0 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Patek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Brohmer hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.